That's incredible. Being able to do business yet spending valuable time with your kids. Is that what direct selling is all about? In your new book, you really single out direct selling as the preeminent form of home business that will produce so many of these new millionaires. So, what is at the core of direct selling that makes it such a powerful business for our times?
If you talk to a manufacturer today, they will tell you that the greatest bottleneck they have is not the great new products they make, it's how to teach people that they exist. People like to do things the old way. They learn something like, I just learned how to do that, but there's a new method. No, it can't be. I learned it only 3 months ago. If it must be new to me, don't tell me there's something new. People fight change. We all have this nostalgic, like, just because grandma did it that way, it must be better. It's interesting. From baking to driving or anything, we have this nostalgic view that the good old days were better. Well, the good old days had manure in the streets, diphtheria, polio was the big thing. You went to church on Sunday and prayed when they told you a third of the kids would get polio that it wasn't your kid. That's how good the good old days were. The days today are so much better, and yet people have this nostalgic leaning for the old days, and that causes them to fight change. They don't want to learn a new method. They're going to shut down. They fight learning new things. They look for things that reinforce the old method. And television, radio, surfing the internet, even reading a book or magazine to some extent is something they do passively that is not where they're going to learn a new way of doing something. The only way we have currently that teaches people the new method is one-on-one communication. Something happens that my biology friends say has to do with pheromones, where they meet someone and there's something in a one-on-one meeting in a room. It's why people fly across the country, even though we all have video conferencing in business, but they have to fly to go meet someone for something real important, because there's something that we don't know how it all goes, but when the people get one-on-one, that's when you got a chance to change the way someone's doing something. Anyone professional in sales will tell you, if you're changing or selling the first sale, the first product, you better be in front of the person. That's the power of direct selling. Direct selling is both the oldest method of sales or communications before any type of technology, but it's also the new and the only method we have today to change someone's paradigm, to teach them about a new product, new service, new method, new way of doing something that they weren't going to get by just reading a magazine, by going on the internet and surfing, and certainly not by watching television. It's the opportunity that we see so many Fortune 500 companies jumping onto, because the Fortune 500 companies are realizing that they come out with these new products and services. Their engineers do a tremendous job designing and building the product, but then they have no way to tell the customer it's really a different or better product other than one-on-one communication. And there's something so truthful about one-on-one communication. You can't lie. You can always get someone to make up one ad or one type of TV commercial and claim this or claim that and multiply it by millions. But it doesn't work one-on-one, because one person goes out and throws out some new idea and the person goes, that doesn't make any sense to me. You demoralize them. Next person, that doesn't make any sense to me. And all of a sudden, after 3-4 times, the guy doesn't want to go out and sell it anymore because he knows it's not making sense to the people they're communicating with. So we find that direct selling is both a pure and the best and most efficient method of teaching people about new products and services that will improve their lives. And it's no longer people doing direct selling like it might have been 30, 40, 50 years ago outside of the big companies. We see the largest corporations in America lining up to get their products distributed via direct selling. Direct sales seems to be the wave of the 21st century and how people are going to distribute new products and services. And the greatest opportunity is going to be in products and services that don't yet exist. People in direct sales tell me, Paul, what should I be selling 10 years from now? I go, ask me 5 years from now, because that's when it's going to be invented.